Hi, I'm Josie. Welcome and thank you for joining me on this listening and making journey. I look forward to seeing what you come up with. To help you along, you can replay this audio as many times as you like. There is also a written version on the website if you prefer to follow a script. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. The object looks like it was made to be worn on top of a grown-up person's head. But it's not quite a hat. It was made from black fabric, but patches of brown dirt and a sprinkling of grey dust has made its colour look dull. It measures 15 centimetres high and just over 25 centimetres wide. The circumference of its band is 61 centimetres. It has a worn-in cylinder-shaped body with a crown that is saggy and oversized, giving it a deflated muffin shape. It has a cap that would sit above the wearer's forehead, which is 9 centimetres long and 20 centimetres wide. The cap is made from black leather that has turned brittle with crackling lines and bits broken away at its edges. Most of the damage is on the left-hand side of the cap, where a splat of dirt sits just above. The object is dusty, old and tired from its use. There are several tears on its surface. The larger tears form holes which show its red fabric lining. This bright red underside traces around the edges of each hole. The biggest hole is on the front left side of the object and again at the back of the crown. A flat, thin piece of beaten old metal is vertically attached to the front. It measures 15 centimetres high and 6 centimetres wide. The metal has a 3 centimetre bend at its base that follows the horizontal peak of the cap. This metal strip seems oddly placed, as if it once held something that is now missing. Did it cradle something important to the wearer? What do you think it was? What do you think it looked like? What do you think it was made from? That's the end of the listening part. I look forward to seeing what you make. Do you have any ideas on how to start? For tricky bits along the way, ask a grown-up for help. But most importantly, remember to have fun. Thank you.